Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, in light of the Gulf oil spill and its effects on some of the marshes and coastlands, Florida NRCS is part of a new initiative designed to work with producers in order to manage portions of their land to provide additional food and habitat for the more than 50 million migratory birds that will be traveling south in the coming months.
We have up to $200,000 that have been allocated to the state to assist in this initiative.
That state conservationist Carlos Suarez, who says the Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative is being offered to producers through the EQIP and WIP programs.
To look into practices that they can install or implement in their private lands to enhance the habitat for migratory birds. And some of the practices that we talk about is even looking at catfish ponds where they can use certain practices there to enhance the habitat for the migratory birds, or looking at ways to establish certain species that will attract those migratory birds and use them as kind of a pathway or kind of a place where they can stay in their efforts while they go, you know, back and forth through the Gulf region and their annual migratory flight pathway.
There are 8 states involved, including the coastal states of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, but also Georgia, Arkansas, and Missouri. As for our state,
right now it focuses on the counties in the Panhandle, you know, mostly from Pensacola all the way down to close to Live Oak. And all those counties in that region of Florida have been set up as a priority for that financial assistance through this initiative.
Those priority counties are Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, Bay, Gulf, Franklin, Wakulla, Jefferson, Taylor, Dixie, Holmes, Washington, Jackson, Calhoun, Liberty, Gadsden, Leon, Madison, and Lafayette. For more information on this initiative, visit your local NRCS field office as the batching deadline is August 2nd. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.